Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It depends where you're from. This is Hyacintha Crady, and for those who do not know me, I live and work in the Netherlands as a naturopath and healer. I usually work in Dutch, and I do most of my work remotely on the phone. Since I'm a clairvoyant healer, I do not need to see people in person to be able to find the root cause of what is bothering them, whether it concerns an emotional aspect or a physical problem. Okay, so this is the first time that I'm doing an online group healing in English. Group healings find its strength in numbers. The more people that are involved in a healing session, the stronger the work can be. So the healing during this session will also always be available, also in the recording later on. I've been a student of Caroline Corey of the omniumuniverse.com since 2008. I work with the Omnium healing method that Caroline had created. So in this session, we are addressing the question on how to actually accept what is on our path, what we are working with, and that is actually the most difficult thing to master in our life is our mind. Our mind can be our greatest friend or our greatest enemy. It always wanders in the past and is anxious about the future. So you could see the mind structured as a computer program, for instance. All of our beliefs, thoughts, and experiences are energy clusters that we keep in the cells of our body. See, I see them as codes, as programmed blocks, much like the source codes behind a website. So if you want to change something on a web page, you need to go into the source codes and look for what you want to change or remove. So then when you find that, what you want to change, then you select it and press the delete button. And then you can rewrite whatever you prefer to have on the site. And this is very much the same for us. You will notice much of the same patterns in your life that seem to repeat themselves in different situations. So you might find that different people seem to push the same buttons and trigger the same reactions in you. So if you want a different outcome, then we must change our beliefs and programming to what we do want to attract. So although we are mostly not consciously aware of what we are stacking up in our energy, the information in ourselves, from this lifetime and other lifetimes, we actually stack these informations, these energies in as programs. So everything we ever experienced, whatever we believe, however we think, are actually like those programs, and they're stacked up in ourselves. And today we are able to consciously remove them, although they might be unconsciously put there. We are able to consciously remove them out of our conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. We use this, we do this with the Ask and Intend method, the Omnium method that Caroline created. And this is the method I'll be using mostly in this group healing. And most of the issues we have, we take them from lifetime after lifetimes, so we stack them up. It's not only from this life. We'll find that there are sometimes issues that reoccur from different lifetimes, and so we'll be addressing a huge part of that as well. Now, all suffering in life is created by resistance, and accepting what is actually the most important thing. So even if it's created in previous lifetimes. So we'll be able to clear this. And as a group, we'll be clearing also a huge part of the collective as well, because we are all one. So we will address different aspects on the subject. And please intend for all the aspects that we will address to also be resolved in you, whether you're consciously recognizing this or not. So we go through life trying to change things from a physical perspective, and the underlying current keeps running. And then we tend to come back where we started or not change at all. So the conscious part is just the tip of the iceberg. And since we are all connected and interconnected, we all share a lot of the same frequency patterns. So let's start this group connection by sitting up straight with your feet flat on the floor and close your eyes. Now let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Surrender, letting go of resistance. Get into a deep and comfortable space. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And note your body. Feel how you're sitting. Feel your hands, your feet, your head. And just feel there's a feeling of relaxation washing over you. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, we all have what we call a sacred space. That's about a bit more than an arm length around you. So we ask and intend to create a sacred space. The space that's an arm length around you, above you, underneath you. And we ask to keep away all distracting thoughts, distracting energies that are not aligned with your higher purpose and intention. We ask to align our energy perfectly with the energy of Source, the Creator, our Creator. Our intention today is to create a strong and powerful group healing for all of us present at this time, or at any time listening to the recording. And we ask our spirit family of Source to be present with us now and help us create this sacred space. Help us with the healing to open our hearts in accepting what is, and understanding the power of the experiences we are going through. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now just imagine there's a beam of light, pure, pure light from Source. And this beam is just about 5 centimeters wide, just a few inches. And just imagine this beam of light coming through the top of your head, going down through your crown, through your head, through your neck, throat, going down through your chest, straight down, along your spine, through your between going down through your between your legs, deep into the earth. Just imagine this beam of light coming through you, pure, pure light, with the intent of being firmly connected . So we ask and intend, we ask the first archangel and the archangel Michael to be present with us now and help us clear this sacred space. We imagine the energy of the archangel that helps us clear all the misaligned energies that we carry in our sacred space. And we ask the energy to come through this very thin beam of light and help us push out all the frequencies, all the energies that do not belong in our sacred space. Our sacred space is sacred because it's the energy of you, your higher self, and your creator that's supposed to be in there, and all the other stuff should be out. So I'm gonna help purge, move out all the energies with the help of the Archangel Michael through your beam of light. So every time you breathe in, just as you breathe out, just expand that energy out into your sacred space. So just move it out every time, just a bit more. So breathe in again. And breathe out and expand the energy. And just imagine that the speed of light is getting larger and larger. Moving out, pushing out all the misaligned energies, frequencies, entities and attachments out of your sacred space now. So breathe in again through your nose and out through your mouth, and just push out. Push out the energy. So when it reaches the outskirts of your sacred space, it will just disappear, be transmuted, transformed in the unified field. So just push it out again, breathe in one more time. Okay, so now go with your attention to your heart center. It's in the middle of your chest. There's a place, a center, where we are all connected to Source. So just imagine you go through this heart center and you find yourself at the center of our universe, at source. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So now just imagine you're standing there in front of this huge, massive body of light. Pure, pure light. And just bathe in this light for a while. Just allow this energy to move through you and clear and clean whatever is still left in your sacred space, in your being, in your energy field. From this huge, amazing, pristine, loving energy and consciousness, there appears a ball of light. This ball of light is golden, bright golden, and has the frequency of source, the ability to heal, cleanse, and clear all the blocks, everything that's in the way, physically, mentally. So allow this ball of light to enter your body through your heart center. And just allow the ball of light to move through your body. Don't make it do anything, just allow. And see where it's taking you. Some people will be moving around in their heads, some people will go to the stomach area, the legs. Sometimes it will move fast, sometimes it will go slowly. Just allow that energy to work through you. And as this ball of light is working in your body, it will do its work. You don't need to pay attention to it now anymore. You can use the same way and go through your heart center. Find yourself seated again where you are now, your current location. And still feel the energy of this beautiful ball of light moving through your body. And so now you can imagine that this ball of light is expanding now through your heart center and filling your sacred space. It's a beautiful, beautiful healing light, the energy of source, your creator. This energy will allow you to heal, clear, and let go of all the blocks that we will be addressing. And set your intent for it to keep on healing, doing its healing work, even after this session. So breathe in through your nose and out of your mouth, through your mouth. The power of accepting is a huge topic. And I believe that I think the hardest thing to accept in life is death. So when someone lost a loved one, you lost a child, you lost a dear pet, anything that has been lost through death, it feels so hard to cope with. There are lots of questions that are usually connected to this topic. And this topic is actually a topic on its own. But I would like to address as much as I can in this session. So as we choose the words, the energies, the frequencies, the codes that are connected to this topic, by actually giving words to it, it's as if we actually select it, and we select the codes to be able to delete it. So this is what we do. So for all those who have had the experience of losing someone dear to them, and the devastation that has brought up, some people feel devastated by the loss of a loved one, feeling it's unfair, not understanding the reason why, especially if it's a child or a young person that you've not expected them to leave. But even if they're older and you have a deep connection with them, it's very hard to let go. Or you're in a process of having to leave someone behind, knowing that they will shortly leave this physical reality. So we bring all the energies, the experiences, the deep, deep, deep sadness, confusion that goes, that comes with this. Bring this up. Not understanding why this is happening to you, why this is happening to the person or has happened to this person, why you have to lose them. So I'm going to address all the confusion, the pain, the sorrow, and the anger for having to let go of them. And sometimes we feel guilty that we are angry, because then we are angry at whom? We are angry at God. So we feel sorry that we are actually angry at him, but we still feel sorry. We feel this anger. So we address all this and we ask, please repeat after me silently, ask and intend to clear all these energies, all these beliefs, experiences that we've had, that is connected to these experiences, all the pain and sorrow that we feel. We ask and intend to release this from our conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory once and for all. Breathe in. And exhale. Now, I very well understand that some of you might think, Well, this is really easy. We just breathe in and out, and we'll be able to finish, to release all these energies and all these experiences that you've been holding on to all this time. But it is that simple. So we'd like to release this belief first before we continue. So let's release the belief that this is actually going much too fast. Well, this is not possible. We cannot release things this easily. This does not work. So we release this and say, I ask and I intend to release all my beliefs about this. I distrust that this is going to work. This is much too easy. From our conscious, subconscious and cellular memory. Breathe in. We ask to allow the healing to occur. So letting go of our sorrow about someone that has passed away doesn't mean that we let go of their memory, that we let go of them as someone that has meant a lot to us. We just let go of the pain. We're just letting go of all the energies that are blocking us, that are remaining in the cells and that are actually making us sick at the end of the day. So just please allow this energy to do its work. You'll find yourself in a different place, still loving them, but without having to walk around with such a burden. Okay, so addressing, this is the hardest part, I think. But we can address now the energy of unfairness. There are a lot of people that feel that they are not loved the way they expect to be loved. They miss the affection and care they feel they deserve. And you cannot always control the fate in your life, so you feel that you have no control of it. It feels unfair, for instance, to be deaf, dumb, blind, to have pains in your life that you're not able to overcome, or certain disabilities, and that you just have to accept your fate. Well, these are very hard things to deal with. So let's address this one first. This feeling that it's just not fair that you have to go through stuff and disabilities while other people are able to live a happy life, are able to walk, are able to hear, are able to see, are able to speak, are able to live and have a lot of energy, are not ill or anything, and you are ill and disabilitated in some way. So release all the anger and frustration that you might have towards the other people, that they are able to live this easy life and you have to struggle. It just doesn't seem fair. So we bring this all up. And we ask and intend to release our deep, deep anger and frustration. The feeling of unfairness, especially on the chest area. So just see the feeling on your sternum, the flat bone in the middle of your chest. Just release all the energies of anger, frustration, the feeling of unfairness, not understanding why this is happening to you, feeling guilty, maybe feeling that you are probably deserving this fate. You must have done something really bad to have to suffer this much. So the feeling of guilt and shame, feeling sorry for yourself as well. So it's a huge aspect, this. So bring this all up and we say, I ask, I intend to release all my feelings of frustration, anger, feeling of not being fair. So the sadness, not being able to participate in life the way others seem to be able to participate. It's just not fair. So just bring this all up from your conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. Just repeat after me. I ask and intend to release all these energies, these beliefs and experiences, once and for all. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So there we have another aspect of unfairness. There will always be people who will be richer than you, smarter than you, better looking than you, happier than you are. There will always be people who will be more gifted than you. And there's this feeling of it's not fair that other people are happier, better looking, gifted. And this feeling that you do not understand this world, you do not understand why people have to suffer so much and others don't. It just doesn't seem fair. So, and sometimes it's also very hard to watch someone that you love suffer as well. You're just standing there and watch them suffer and you feel helpless and angry. So just bring up all this feeling of unfairness you feel towards others, comparing yourself to others. And this feeling that you're not probably not worth enough. That's the reason why this is happening to you and they are having more fun and they have an easier life. So this feeling of unfairness, just bring this up. All the aspects that you can think of that's related to this topic, just bring this up in your conscious, subconscious, and some memory. Release this once and for all. Bring this up somewhere. And we say, I ask and intend to release my frustration and anger on the topic of unfairness. In every aspect in my life. From my conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. Breathe in through your nose. So, I would like to address now another topic, and that's the topic of failure and rejection. That's kind of like another aspect of this unfairness as well, in some way. But rejecting yourself is probably one of the most common thing that we have, that we know of ourselves. It's so easy to look in the mirror and point out our insecurities. we feel we reject ourselves for so many aspects, things that we have not accomplished, things that we have not done. There's a kind of rejection towards ourselves for not being good enough. Especially as a parent, we feel sometimes that we're not doing the right things, we've not been there enough for them. So we actually reject ourselves in a way. And this feeling of rejection towards ourselves is actually also an energy that we emanate, and other people will feel the same energy and they feel rejected. So children might feel rejected because you feel rejected towards yourself, but you might be also a child of parents that also felt rejected, so you felt rejected by them. I hope you understand what I mean here. So also the feeling of rejection, for instance, of a loved one, someone that you love and they do not react towards you, or a rejection at a job interview, for instance, or rejection as a graduate student from your dream university, for instance, that you've wanted to accomplish something and you've been rejected, and now your whole life seems to be going a different way than you expected. So this feeling of rejection is also a very large topic. So bring all the feelings that you have, that you know of, that's related towards rejection, especially the feeling towards your parents. Maybe towards your siblings, brother or sister, not feeling as if you belong. You're always the one outside, out of the group, not belonging. You feel rejected by others. So just bring this energy of rejection, you bring this up in all aspects that you can think of. So we'll address this. We say, I ask and intend to release this feeling of rejection. The feeling of not belonging. Deep, deep sadness that comes with this feeling of rejection, not being good enough. We bring this up, we ask and intend to release this from your conscious, subconscious, and stellar memory. So breathe in. So when you look at rejection, there's also the feeling of disappointment. So you feel disappointed about yourself. Disappointed because you might not have been able to live up to the standards that you have set up for yourself, or the standards that your family have set for you. You may be disappointed in yourself for so many other reasons. Again, we are always comparing ourselves with a fictional perfect self, for instance, or with others, or with our siblings. The feeling that you have disappointed Creator, maybe even, that you've not lived up to what you were supposed to do, what you intended to do here on Earth, that you're missing out on something very important. Again, you've not done what you were supposed to do, so you feel disappointed again in yourself. So bring this energy up from the disappointment. All the aspects that you've that you remember experiencing disappointment in any way, the feeling of feeling small and not good enough in the eyes of your father, your parents, teacher, spouse, someone that you love, someone that you look up to, feel that you disappointed them in some way. So bring this all up. And ultimately, it's the feeling towards Creator that you might even feel stronger. Feeling that you disappointed him in some way in this form of life. So we ask and intend to clear all this energy, to transmute it and transform it once and for all, from our conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. So breathe in through your nose. And out through the mouth. So now just take a moment just to feel this ball of light that we received at source to help you clear out all these energies that we are addressing right now. Just take a moment and intend for this energy, this ball of pure, pure light, to help you release and clear and transmute all these energies with ease and grace. Okay, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So there's one more aspect. I think we need to accept also the fact that lots of people feel very lonely and alone in this world. It's a very hard thing also for people to deal with. Connecting with another human being is one of the most beautiful experiences that we have as human beings. But ultimately, we all want to feel connected with our partners, our friends, with our jobs. And lots of people wonder why they feel so lonely. Millions of people in this world, all of them yearning, looking for others to satisfy them. Yet in the meantime, isolating themselves. So what's the point of this all? This is the feeling that most people that feel lonely may experience. But the loneliness usually comes from within. It's a deeper, deeper aspect in yourself that makes you feel lonely. It's actually the aspect of not being connected. Connected to whom, you might wonder. Well, usually it's your search to connect to Creator, to Source. And we just only forgot about this. So we usually look around ourselves in 3D to find this connection that we actually feel within ourselves. It's like a magnet from Source reminding us to connect to source, but we usually forgot about it. We don't know how to connect. We don't even know that we can connect. And this feeling just creeps up for all those millions and millions of people in the world. So they usually distract themselves with all other stuff, with TV and music and stuff on the internet. But the reason behind all this is actually they are yearning for the connection with Divine Father, your Creator. So I would like to address this with you all, the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of being abandoned, forgotten, the feeling that you might never, ever come home again, home, being source, the deep, deep sadness about this, confusion, so feel within yourself all those aspects of separation, the feeling of being separated, of not being whole. This makes it why you feel so lonely. So we bring this up some more. So we ask and intend to release this deep, deep, deep sadness and confusion, anger and frustration about being separated from your Creator, from Source. The feeling of loneliness, emptiness, a life without a goal, without meaning, all the confusions about this, we release this and say, I ask and intend to release all these energies, these experiences, and all these beliefs from my conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory once and for all. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we ask to replace this with a knowing and an understanding and a remembrance that we are source ourselves. We come from source and you can never be separated, never. So we ask to remember this and rewrite this in our program. Reprogram this to understand that whatever we are going through in life has reason, has meaning, and is a reflection of what you believe. Everything that we experience in our lives is somehow created by ourselves. We created this on a different level. It's not in a conscious level mostly, but in the subconscious level. And once we know how and what the reason is, or if we are able to accept where we are in, things will change. You'll be able to find new ways. New path will open. Acceptance is something like staring at a closed door and wishing it for it to open Well, if we turn around, we'll find that there are 10 other doors that are open waiting for us to make choices. Okay, so breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And in the light of this connection and reconnection with your creator, I think we still need to clear some things, reconciliation with the past. So we just need to clear some more feelings of guilt maybe we have, and feeling guilty of something we've done. So we ask and intend to release our deep, deep feeling of guilt, remorse, and the feeling that we need to make it better, or try to do things for other people, just to make it better. You feel that you need to work on this feeling of guilt and remorse. And the harder you work, yeah, the better it is, but it doesn't feel that way in a way. So just release all this feeling of guilt and remorse and sadness and confusion about relationship with Creator. We ask and intend to release this from our conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. Once and for all. And we ask and intend to recreate our relationship with our Creator. And in this, to recreate our future through the power of acceptance and allowing. And so it is. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And go to your heart center and feel this energy, the ball of light we have had, we experienced at source. I know this ball of light is still there in your energy field whenever you need it. Bringing you peace and acceptance in everything you do from now on. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And whenever you're ready, you're welcome to open your eyes or stay in the energy. I would certainly love to hear your comments and your experience on this. Thank you very much for attending this healing session.